Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Herb Tyler, a.k.a. Herb Teasy, former LSU quarterback on the line with us right now. Looking forward to Herb, our Tiger tailgating show, actually being in person this year for the first time in 2 years. How are you, man?
That's right, man. I'm doing wonderful, K-Dog. And the Cajun Cannon is in the house. Guess who's back with you guys? Herb Teasy. I'm off the Heezy. Don't forget about me.
Oh, yes, Herb. I'm looking forward. I know you're looking forward to the season and expectations. Boy, September 4th is going to be here before you know it.
It's going to be here before you know it. And, you know, first and foremost, I got to make sure I say something. You know, I love Coach O, and I'm sad to see him go. But I think he did what he needed to do. He brought our beloved Tigers to a place that we've never been before. And now we have a new guy that's taking over the reins. And for me, I'm excited about Coach Kelly. I thought he would have been a perfect hire even before Les Miles came on, right? I really liked him way back when. And then before Coach O came on, I was like, man, if we can get a Brian Kelly, we would be perfect. And here we are. And I'm looking forward to September 4th, and I think Coach Kelly is going to have these guys fired up and ready to play. I think that they're going to be just a whole nother level of understanding and discipline that we haven't seen in quite some time.
Herb, I haven't talked to you since this news broke last week. Miles Brennan completely walking away from the game of football.
And
6 years he put his time in over there, and he's not going to be the starter. He was informed that. And it looks like Jaden Daniels will be the starter. We'll get to that in a minute. But what do you think about that news?
So, you know, Bobby knows this. It's not just the 6 years he was at LSU. It's the other, 16 that he put in or whatever it was, 10 years that he put in prior to that, from Little League to junior high to high school, all of that. It's embedded in you. It's in your blood. And I just think at some point, I think Miles just really got tired, man. You know, sometimes you just really – feel overwhelmed or like any little thing you do, it just doesn't matter. You can't get ahead. I truly feel that's the way that he felt at that moment when he made that decision. Now, I know that decision was very hard and difficult, not only for him, but for his family. And I'm sure he, consulted with his parents and loved ones about that. And it's very difficult to walk away from the game before you play and even after you played 20, 30 years, and Bobby can attest to that.
Yeah, well, all I know is football's one sport you got to want to play.
Yep.
And you might say your friends or your mom and dad, your cousins, all people they want for you. No, you truly have to want to play football. You know, and a lot of times, I'm telling you, that you look at a person's background. And I'm not saying it doesn't matter how you're raised, because they have players who was, raised that they weren't struggling. Come on, look at Eli and Peyton Manning. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you have other kids that come from the hood or the projects or just from the country, from the bayous like me, and I'm like, damn, I got to make it.
That's right.
Where you look at other people and I could play or not play and all that. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that go in mentally. Because, I was talking with T-Bob about this, that not only do you have to have the physical ability and have to have the talent, but you have to have that mental want-to actually compete at a high level for football. Now, I'm not talking about, you compete in high school, then you go to college, and obviously you go to the NFL. But it's not something that you can't just have the talent. You have to have that passion for football, or it's not going to happen. You understand what I'm saying?
So you took the words right out of my mouth. So basically, how I look at it is this game can beat you up mentally, emotionally, and physically. And it's not the days that you're playing the game on Saturday nights or Friday nights in high school or Sundays or even Monday nights like you did, Bobby. But it's the days that you don't want to get up for in camp when you're 2 days or 3 days or 2 weeks in the camp and you just feel like you can't even do it anymore. Your coach is on your butt. You know, you're sweating. Your body's gone into some kind of really, you know, dehydration period or whatnot. And you just feel like, I just don't want to do this anymore. That's the cats that can get up and keep going and still have a high spirit after all of that is the ones that, like you're saying, you have to have that passion, that want to, no matter what it is, I'm going to fight through it, I'm going to battle through it because I know it's going to be better the next day or whatever that game day comes. And that's you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter. Some people have everything in the world that they have, and they don't have to worry about trying to get out of wherever they're from,
right,
and they're fine. But then they have people that has to – got to do something in order to get out because it ain't going no other way. And so I really feel like you're absolutely correct. It's the mental aspect of it. I think that's what really took – I guess hit home for Miles is the fact that, once again, we all know he can throw the football with the best of them. He
right.
can spin the ball. He can read a defense. He showed last year or 2 years ago – that he can make this happen. You know what I'm saying? His first four games, he was really, I mean, he was really pumping.
You said
really
records,
well.
Yeah. I mean,
that's right. So it's not about that. I think this just came down to, man, I went through three coaches, you know, and four quarterbacks, and I can't get a break, you know? So it's like, all right, what do I do next? My next move is to move on. So I feel bad for the kid in that aspect, but at the end of the day, sometimes you know when the end of the road is, and you just have to pull out and succeed, you know, just not really give up, but just move on to the next thing in life. So I know Miles is going to do fine. He's going to be great at whatever he does next. He's going to take that competitiveness, that fire, and that drive that he does have. He's going to bring that to whatever he does next, and I think he's going to be fine. But you're right, that emotional aspect of the game, I think, really hit home with him.
Now, Herb, you know, we don't know how the LSU season is going to unfold. I mean, you know, like, boy, that'd be really special. You get the double-digit wins, you know, expectations. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Coach, you got 7 or 8 wins. But you know what's crazy and what we had, like, last year? And then you look at Cade York. Okay, yep. I'm looking at, okay, it's coming down to the wire. Are we going to win or lose? Oh, we won the game, Cade York. Well, right now, yep. I'm looking at, boy, this could be the difference in maybe a handful of games that, okay, right now – we look at Jay Bramlett, the punter. He came over with Coach Kelly from Notre Dame. They know who the long snapper is, like Slade Roy. But as far as the kicker, man, the game's almost here. I don't know. Who's you know who are we hoping is going to be the kicker? Ramos? I mean, that's still to me a major question mark. And that could be you could have a hard fought game, but if you make the kick, think how good you feel about yourself. And then if you don't make it, boy, how dejected you are. But it's going to be, I think, that close. That's, to me, boy, if we had had Cade York one more year, because it could come down to, you know, those maybe 4 or 5 games that, man, that could be the difference whether you win or lose.
I agree. You know, special teams is that X factor, right? And whether it's punt return, kick return, or field goals, whatever it is, special teams is the X factor. You could win or lose a game by special teams. I remember when I played, we could not kick a field goal to save our lives my senior and my junior year. I promise you, we lost. It seemed like my senior year, we lost every game by 3 points or 2 points or whatever it was because we missed 1 or 2 field goals, right?
Yep.
And throughout the game. And that really, deteriorated our confidence as we were moving forward as an offense because we felt like we had to punch the ball in the end zone in order to score. If we can get down to the 10 and don't score, we'll miss the field goal. Why right? Why left or whatever? And that's not a shot at anybody, but that just goes to show you what you're speaking of. And I think this year's team is going to lean heavily on the wide receivers on the outside to try to make plays because we're kind of uncertain kind of sort of at the quarterback position and the running back position. And the offensive line is still a work in motion. And we all know Brian Kelly's an offensive line guru, if you will. He knows how to get the boys in, but we're not sure if we have those guys. So I think that this year's team, they're going to really be focused on trying to win the game on offense on the outside with the receivers, and then try to get the ball in those guys' hands as soon as possible, let them make plays. And then on defense, I think they're going to try to just disrupt everything and create turnover after turnover after turnover, and try to utilize the size and the ability that they have up front with the front four, front seven, and then hopefully on the back end we can make some plays happen. And I think that's what they're going to try to do moving forward into this initial first half or first quarter of the season. With that being said, if we could find and narrow down a particular kicker that could keep us in the game, I think we'll be fine. We all know we can get the ball to Boutte and he can make a play from 90 yards out and make it happen no matter what. However, it's those sustainable drives. Can we sustain a drive, get within field goal range, make a kick, turn around, stop the opposing team on defense? Those are the things that's going to be crazy. Now, it's going to be interesting because I don't know who the kicker is going to be either. But I do know this. I don't want to get in that situation where we got to trust the kicker that we don't know.
And you know, Herb,
he can make it happen.
Yeah, Herb, we can let you run. But let me tell you, Florida State, come on, we got to win. It's not the Florida State of the 90s, right? Come on. We gotta. We're a 3-point favorite. I mean, we gotta beat Florida State now. Because it's not the Florida State of the 90s. Come on.
Herb, we gotta run. So answer quick, please.
Yeah, we gotta beat them. The score's gonna be 39-24 LSU, baby. That's it.
Oh,
Herb Tyler.
I like those numbers.
Looking forward to seeing you a week from Sunday, man. Thanks.
All right, Herb.
Man, love y'all, man. Y'all enjoy y'all night.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.